Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
Doing well. Thanks, sir. Let's start with your thoughts about a subject that's sparking a lot of conversation, the cost of higher education versus the decline in state funding.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about this, and it seems like we get an op-ed about every other day on this this topic. I think it starts with understanding how important higher education is to the progress of Oklahoma, because states with the most college graduates have the highest per capita income. In fact, our Workforce Development Office under Secretary Natalie Shirley, who's also president of OSU Oklahoma City, found that in short order, the majority of the jobs that need to be filled here in Oklahoma will require college degrees. And consequently, so we should really shepherd and marshal our resources carefully. But it is important to understand how important the higher education is to our state. And actually, we have record enrollment here, and our tuition and mandatory fees at OSU are among the lowest in the Big 12, and we're about 69% of the average of land-grant universities. So Princeton Review recognized that by saying we at OSU, you get a best bang for the tuition buck. Of course, we have a lot of out-of-state students, and they bring in a lot of money into our state that we think really between out-of-state students' tuition and fees and federal grants and contracts, we bring in about $340 million a year into the state. In order to do that, we've got to have the human and physical infrastructure, and that costs money, because we actually are in competition with other universities for great students, great faculty, great staff, great research grants, great donors, and we have to have, as I say, the human and physical infrastructure to keep that competitive. So I think everybody, when they take a really close look at this, will understand that in Oklahoma, at least, higher education is a real bargain.
And Burns, OSU's Honors College is in the news.
It is indeed, and we're thrilled about this. Not only is OSU a great bargain, a great value, but our learning experience is really second to none. Our Honors program has been named among the top 25 in a national rating. The Honors College is housed in the historic Old Central. It's led by Dean Keith Garbutt. We have a record number of more than 1,500 honor students this year. It's a very rigorous curriculum. They have to do a thesis in order to receive an honors degree. And we feel like they're very well prepared, because many go to some of the greatest professional schools around the world.
And finally, Burns, did you survive the marathon football game Saturday?
Yeah, that was quite a game, especially after the week before, when we found out here in Stillwater that it's not really over when it's over. this rain delay was tough to do, but the rainbow came out, and the pot of gold was right there in Boone Pickens Stadium, and we won the game. So hats off to Coach Gundy and his staff, and certainly all the players and the staff around them. We're going to take on those Baylor Bears this weekend, so that'll be a tough challenge, but I think we're up to it.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.